Welcome in to In-Game Chat for Saturday, July 13th. Ooh, missed it by one day. 2024, this is season 18, episode 24. I'm Scott.
And I'm RJ.
And we're here to talk video games. If you want to get in touch with us and talk video games, you can. There's ways to do it. You can email us, everyone at In-Game Chat. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter at In-Game Chat. You can also catch the stream on Twitch. Go to twitch.tv, search for In-Game Chat, and you'll be able to find us. For those who are curious, who hear about this, there's people who listen to this show and have no idea what we're talking about. There's a lot of you that do that, because I talk to you during the week. I listen to your show. I don't know what you're talking about, but I listen to your show. The name of the show is I-N-G-A-M-E, not in. I don't know why it would be called In-Game, as in the letter N in game. I don't know. But In-Game Chat. So if you search for in, like walking in to a place, In-Game Chat, then you're going to find us on Twitch, on Twitter, on Facebook, all of those different things. That's how you'll be able to find us. And that's how we got people in the chat room right now. We're on Discord. So pop into Discord, say hello if you'd like to do that. See, Lethal Migraine is in our Discord as well. Feel free to jump in there, man. If you want to be on the air with us, I basically repeat everything that you write in the chat room itself. And he's in the chat room, and so is Josh. Josh is in the chat room. Right. He says, like, Toys R Us, right? Like, In-Game Chat. Yeah, no, that's how it's spelled. N-I-N game chat. I need to. I'm not going to move the camera around so you can see it, but you've probably seen it. There's that board up there that says All Hail J up there, written in Minecraft style. Mm-hmm. And he made me one that says In-Game Chat. And that one's at home. But boy, I've got a little thing over here that would hold it really nicely behind me. And, mm-hmm. and yeah, so I need to remember to bring that.
I'll remind you.
Yeah, I need to remember to find it. Wow. And then bring it. It's in the house somewhere. I think I know where it's at, actually. But yeah. So, yeah, anyway, welcome into the show. Everybody, we appreciate you. It's been 2 weeks, and we're back. Let me do this to make sure that I can sync up our audio for the video later. So, anyway, 2 weeks have gone by, and God, I don't know what I've played, but I know you haven't played much, so we'll jump in with you while I go back through my Steam account and see what I've been playing. But yeah, how's the 2 weeks been?
2 weeks was fine. I was finding a lot of things on the Division 2, which is what I was playing this whole time.
PS4?
Away. Yeah, PS4. Yeah PS4.
You can play with other people who are on, like, are you playing cross-platform or just other PS, do you know?
I don't know if it's cross-platform, but the people I play with have all been on PS4.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if there's a cross-play element there.
Yeah, I was going to say, can you play with people on PS5 or Xbox or PC?
Now, PS5, I'm pretty sure I can't play with on a... play with that, because I think the other person I play with is on the PS5. So yeah, I think we can do that at least. But in terms of PC, Steam, things like that, I'm not sure. I haven't played anybody like that. I don't even know if that's available or not. Didn't see if it was an option.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, but in typical looter shooter fashion, you know, you go around taking on missions and things of that nature, trying to find the proper gear and everything to boost yourself up to the best of your ability. And it was a weird thing. Going through these past 2 weeks, there are two weapons that I was looking for. Two scout rifles, like in Destiny, because that was my favorite weapon that I used. It's called the 1886 and the classic M1A, which is basically an M1 Garand, and I think a Winchester style of an old-fashioned rifle. Now, the thing I like about these weapons is that when you hit an enemy with it, they know they've been hit. Because a lot of times I've hit enemies with other weapons, and they don't even know they've been hit yet, unless it's in the head. But... shot from these two weapons will give you some good knockback.
Yeah.
And they know they've been hit. And it's got a pretty good, decent range, too, so I can be a long distance away when I hit an enemy with this thing and be pretty effective.
You'd like to keep your distance, don't you?
Yeah, keep your distance. Yeah. Scout rifle.
I know.
Why. Scout rifles and snipers. But snipers don't have a good rate of fire, but a scout rifle does.
Yeah.
So, best of both worlds for me. So, in looking for these weapons, there's not like a specific place in the game where you can find these weapons. They just pop up.
No, it's a looter shooter.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. So it's a
you
whole
kill
bunch
something,
of stuff.
It drops some stuff. Maybe you got a, you know, you played Borderlands.
Yeah, Borderlands. If you play a looter shooter or anything like that, that's exactly how it is. There's so many items you can pick up. There's no way to solidify getting this item at this certain point with this at this time. So imagine my surprise when I did this one mission on challenging difficulty for like a daily mission or whatever, right? And I find in the first weapons crate I get, it's an 1886, a high-grade 1886. It's exactly what I'm looking for. I'm like, awesome. Okay, got it. Right, put it in my inventory, go about my way.
Was it a purple or a blue?
It's gold.
It's gold?
Gold level, high-end. Okay. Purple is superior, which is one step below high-end. I mean, still a good weapon, but there's more perks with the high-end version.
Okay.
So, right? So I get a gold one. I'm like, this is awesome. This is great. I found what I was looking for, put it in my inventory. Level 40, maxed out, top tier. I go on again, and I find another weapons crate and open that up. And it's another 1886. So I was like,
how different? Because I know the stats are different. Is
slightly
it
slightly different, but it's still a good.
Is it one you're holding on to, or is it one that you?
I'm holding on to the one I found, and I'm holding on to the one that I just found here. So now I've got two of these things. I get to a third weapons crate, and the same thing happens again. Only there's two weapons in here this time. And one is an 1886, and the other is a classic M1A that I'm looking for. Now I'm concerned now, because this has not happened in a looter shooter.
That
it's
means keep playing.
It's a beneficial glitch. So keep going. See what else I can do.
Exactly.
For,
thinking, he's losing interest. Let's keep him in. Let's keep him going. give him what he wants. Give him what he needs.
Yeah. So I keep going through this game, and in the end, I did one mission, and I got four 1886s and one classic M1A, all high-end gold tier top grade, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know what caused this. I don't know what did it, but like I said, it must be a beneficial glitch. I'm not complaining. I'll take them all and see what I can do with all this stuff, right? So I had that going for me. Now I'm trying to find any other weapons that do what these things do, and I haven't found it yet. Mm-hmm. And then again, like I said, there's a whole tons of weapons in this game. I might find something for the other characters I got, but if not, I got four 1886s to spread across all four of them. So I'm pretty good. I'm going to be pretty good in that account. So yeah,
good. Mm-hmm. Did you play anything else? Nope. Just it.
That's it. I mean, it's been Division II. I should be playing the first Descendant, because that came out recently.
It did,
And free to play. Downloaded it, got it ready to go. There's something I have to do with linking accounts or something.
Do you? I have not looked into that game. I've heard things, but I have not looked into it. Maybe because it's like, I don't know if I'm ready to. You know, find a replacement for Destiny, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I want to get hooked on that. It's also, I mean, Destiny's free to play as well, but it's also free to play. I haven't heard great things, but also I haven't heard bad things about it. You know what I'm saying? And just, you know, it's there, it's good, people are playing it.
Yeah.
And Sony just pretty much opened the gates on another beta that they're running, and I'm trying to remember what it's called. Concord? I think that's the name of the
game. I'm not familiar with the name.
I think that's the name of the game.
Yeah, I was just about to say a Destiny replacement, but then I thought about all the time that you've spent over the years playing Destiny. Can you really see doing that again?
The
way Destiny did.
There were plenty of times over the 2 week period here, especially with the holidays and everything else. I've had this feeling before because I was banned back in September of last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't play over Thanksgiving or Christmas or New Year's or any of that stuff.
Yeah, we still don't know the solid reason why.
Yeah, we don't. But I specifically remember on days off when I was able to, I mean, I would, you know, plunk myself in front of the Destiny and play it.
Mm-hmm.
Just all the time to do what I got to do. Having days off from work or something was a... Oh, good. This means I can make some really good progress in Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a relief that I don't feel that way anymore. Where it's just, ooh, I have time off. What am I gonna play? I don't know.
Hit the backlog.
You know
exactly.
I have.
You got options now.
Just yes. The Steam is my oyster.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm gonna pick something and run with it, and I'll often do that where it's like, ooh, that looks cool, that looks like something I can install real quick and kind of just dip my toes in it and see how I like it, and you know, either keep going with it or see how it works. Just little things like this, and it's fantastic to do, and I really enjoy that, and I'm glad, which is why I'm a little reluctant to, you know, dip my toes into First Descendant, or I think it's Concord. Let me look. Concord. They're in beta, and it's early access goes live. It is this weekend. They have early access, I believe. But I thought they opened it up to everybody to play. Where everybody could go and play Concord, or at least try it out, I thought. I could be wrong. I really have not been following along as far as that's concerned. Just something pops up. I don't remember what Concord is, but yeah, it's another Sony multiplayer thing.
Mm-hmm.
Looter shooter, maybe. I'm not sure. Let's see. I played a game called Minami Lane. It's a nice little relaxer type game. You're basically given, I don't even know if I've talked about this. I don't remember what the last thing was that I've talked about.
I believe you did talk about it. It was like a,
okay, good.
Like a, I want to say it was an Animal Crossing light.
Not as
involved as Animal Crossing, but you know, road building, things like that.
Right. Yeah. No. It's basically, it's a street that you're given, and you're given conditions where it's like, okay, you need to have this much satisfaction from residents who live on the street, and you need to have this many buildings built, and you need to do this and that sort of thing. So there's little requirements to meet, but it's a very, very cozy type game. So it's not a stress inducer.
Yeah. Maybe I should say a City Skylines light.
By light, you mean like really light.
Yeah.
Like really light.
Mm-hmm.
Like solo developer, very, very light. Mm-hmm. Just insanely light. Which is nice. It's cozy. It's fun. It's really, really sweet and just kind of, you know, warm. It's a way to say it. And it's not at all, it's relaxing. It's not at all some sort of pressure type thing to get things done in a certain amount of time. Maybe some of the requirements say, you know, do this in 9 days or something like that. But I think your first one says do this within 9 days. And that was about the most stressful that it's been. The rest of them have been reach this goal and have this many buildings and this much satisfaction and bonus objective, pet this many cats or something like that. So, I mean, it's nice. It's cozy. It's comfy.
Hmm.
Minami Lane is, and it's also cheap. It's like $3. So feel free. Middle Earth Shadow of War is what I have been playing though. And I think I talked about that. It's finally starting to settle in on me. It took a minute when I was playing it to get used to what I was doing and to kind of understand the loop of what it's asking me. Because I'm sorry. My brain is forgetting if I've talked about this before or not. I don't know why 2 weeks feels like 2 decades, but I remember the first area that they put me in, I went nuts. I went crazy killing orcs and just killing orcs and killing orcs and killing orcs and just more orcs and the nemesis system's kicking in and I'm still killing more orcs. And I finally was like, man, these orcs aren't going away. So I started doing more of the story missions and realized that they never really go away. This is not I was coming off of Mad Max, where, you know, you get your region down to threat level 0 and you hardly see any enemies at all.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes on the road and that sort of thing. But for this one, it's just they constantly repopulate. It is never, never over. So it's more of a, yes, there are things to do within your area. It's best to do those. But trying to clear out all of these enemies is not what they want you to do.
Yeah. I mean, it's good for XP, but it gets tedious after a minute.
It very much so, because I thought, okay, well, there's another commander, and so I'm going to take him out, and maybe that'll help, and then this, and then, but I remembered the way the Nemesis system works. It shows you the commanders on the screen, as far as on this commander screen, whatever, and it shows you them, and you can click on them and see what their weaknesses are and what their vulnerabilities are, what their strengths are, if you have the intel to know that. And I was grabbing intel left and right. I was uncovering everything. And finally, I knew all of my guys in the area, what their weaknesses were, what their strengths were, all their different things are. And I said, well, I'm going to set out to wipe them out. I'm going to just start going down, killing them all. And I did that. And there were some that once I did the killing, it would show on the map that, yep, you got rid of those guys. And then somebody else's who I had already killed on the other side of the screen there showing me the different enemies, would regenerate. not the same guy, just plop another dude. It was
new batch.
It's got a randomizer in it, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. It randomizes the name, and then it randomizes a title for the guy. It also, and I read up on this, it also randomizes different, obviously different vulnerabilities, different strengths and weaknesses. It's completely RNG when they're spawned.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the looks are randomized. Some of the, there's, I don't know, they've got names like, I'm trying to think of a name. But they're orcs, so they have names that are hard to pronounce, like Rek, but it's spelled R-Y-K or something like that, you know? Mm-hmm. Like Rek the Mischievous, you know, or yeah. Rek the Weak or something. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Just different. It just randomizes those things. Fantastic. And I think some of the lines that they say to you are also randomly generated.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you first meet up with them, yeah. You have a moment where you attack mm-hmm. and the camera goes in so they can introduce themselves mm-hmm. in a way, and they say something to you, and whatever it is they say is completely randomized.
Yeah, so it's a big create a character system only for the AI in the game.
Yeah, and it's fine. I don't mind that at all. I recently, this is how early into the game I am, and it rang a bell for me because this game came out in 2017, 2016, I think. I have my Steam pulled up right here. Hang on, I can tell you. When I go to the store page, I can... Oh, God, yes, I'm old enough to look at this. It came out 2017, October 9th of 2017. Is when Shadow of War came out. So, I remember the lead-up to it. They showed off some gameplay, which involved... You coming across an orc, big orc. He's a big, big, bulky guy. You come across him when you first learn how to dominate the orcs, where you can recruit them to fight with you.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you do, he's the friendliest orc I've ever met. And he's fantastic. He's wonderful. Love it. He's got great lines. They've humanized him or whatever they've done to him. It's wonderful. The writing in that, as far as that's concerned, I mean, we're not talking anything that's just mind blowing, but it's very, very, you want more interactions with this guy because you just want to, you want to hear more what he's got to say, mm-hmm. what he's going to do, that sort of thing. And he's kind of there to teach you, like he's sort of your tutorial. It was like, hey, if you want to do this, this is what you need to do. And he teaches you all about the Nemesis system, about dominating the other orcs, and then using those dominated orcs to build an army, and then to build that army and take them and take over the castles and the fortresses.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's great and it's wonderful, and I'm enjoying that. I went to I think I went to Google to look up like who his voice actor was, and to see if I could find video of just all of his lines together like that. And I came across a spoiler that I didn't want to know. And I'm currently working my way up to that spoiler. Unfortunately, the game will not let me avoid what is to come.
Mm-hmm.
I want to, because I really, really want, you know, I like him, but I can't. It's not going to let me. It is supposed to play out this way, and I hate that it's going to, but it's going to play out that way. So, but I recently took over my first fortress, so I have an army of orcs there, and like I said, the game's kind of coming into its own as far as me figuring out, okay, here's the loop. Go to this map, control these towers, fight this fortress, take it over, you know, recruit these orcs, get your army built, and do this. It's the loop is coming into play, which is fine. Reading up on it, and I think we had AC Raythor, a couple of people in the chat room mention it, and some of the videos I was watching about it, was that this thing did get slammed into the ground with negative reviews because Warner Brothers were putting in loot boxes and things like that. They were just nothing. It was horrible the way that they were doing it as far as spend money, get this. And they revamped the entire game at some point mm-hmm. to where they took all of the microtransactions out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, which is amazing.
Because, because no matter how good a game is, you throw something, an element like that, that, have, that has been documented.
That's 2017.
Yeah. We don't like this, and you still put it in there anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got raked over the coals for it, and they removed it. It may have been a little too late.
Yeah.
But
because I still wanted to get money out of it, so
yeah.
And some people were still.
But I mean, I paid $5 for it over the Steam sale, and I got it. And hey, there we go. Mm-hmm. So I'm enjoying that. So yeah, that's my main game that I'm playing right now. I played a couple of demos. Let's see. I played the Dream Sweeper demo. This comes from the Wholesome Games thing. I didn't like it. It's Minesweeper, but it's set in a different sort of like a top-down movement thing, and you can only move on squares that don't have bombs. And if you think you, you know, you step on a square and it reveals a number, just like Minesweeper. Mm-hmm. And that number tells you that around that area is a bomb, and you have to mark, flag what you think is the bomb and that sort of thing. I didn't like it. Mm-hmm. I like Minesweeper, but I'm good with Minesweeper.
Yeah.
You don't need to put that in some other clothing.
I don't need the Minesweeper remake.
Yeah, I know. I really didn't. So I didn't like it. I did not like Dream Sweeper. I played the Airborne Empire demo. Now, I have a copy of Airborne Kingdom, which Airborne Empire is a, not necessarily a sequel to Airborne Kingdom, but it is, you know, a next step up. Airborne Kingdom is you build a kingdom in the sky. Airborne Empire is you build an empire of kingdoms in the sky, and you you survive with them and that sort of thing. I liked it. You know, I got into the, you're always in the sky, and you build, you attach different things to your floating fortress, basically, floating kingdom. And when you attach different things, there's, you have to take into consideration the fact that when you put it on the left or the right, it's going to enact tilt.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to overdo it.
Yeah.
So when you put something on the left, you make sure you put another one on the other side to kind of balance that out. Front, back, that sort of thing. And they all have to be connected with roads, in a sense, pathways. Not roads, but pathways. So eventually you get this sprawling thing that's floating up in the sky. But I liked that. I just didn't go much further with it because I was like, yeah, this is good. I like it. I've got what I understand about this. Mm-hmm. I'm okay. Moved on. Played Republic of Pirates, which is a pirate, what would you call it? Basically, you're building a settlement for pirates. Hmm. You're pirates yourselves, of course, and then you find this land, you start building logging and a marketplace and all these other things, and you go out and you recruit ships to come into your town and your space.
Yeah, it sounds like a village building.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Yeah. I mean, totally right up my alley with everything I've just told you. Building empires in the sky, doing Monami Lane, doing this, City Skylines. This is good. And you put pirate clothing on it, and I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm all right. It's wonderful. So Republic of Pirates, when I got, I didn't finish the demo on that, but I played, I think, like 45 minutes of it, and it was enough to tell me, yes, I like you. I'm putting you on my wish list. Mm. You know, I don't need to play any more of you. I really, really like you. Mm. Then I played a game called Copycat, which has you playing as a cat. I didn't get far enough for this thing to win me over.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like it should, because obviously I had sights on it for some reason. It was in my wish list, and I downloaded the demo. And I feel like it was something that was shown for the E3 stuff that I just held on to and I hadn't played it. So I tried to play it. It puts you in the, you're a cat who has just been adopted by an old lady, and you're real skittish as a cat because apparently the only options, seriously, every time she tries to warm up to you, your only options are to be pretty nasty to her. Scratch her, hiss at her. Just, there was nothing where it's like, yeah, let her pet me, you know, or purr, you know, just kind of be okay, that sort of thing. But then I realized, well, you're playing a cat. This is what cats do. They are not, they're temperamental. They don't, they're exactly, you should not be given any other choice than to be mean. I think there's something underlying with it. Like, if I'd played more of it, I would have gotten to the point.
Mm-hmm.
But the more they kept giving me choices that I did not like, the more I was like, why am I playing you? I mean, you're giving me choices that I don't, these are things I don't want to do. And maybe it's for the story, but
you're not getting to the point quick enough.
I didn't. Yeah. And I was, I just can't keep doing this to this old lady.
Yeah. It's like a, being a jerk for an extended amount of time.
I not swear.
A pleasant feeling. So yeah, like you said, if there's a deeper meaning to this thing, you better give me a hint to it or something, because if you don't, then, I'm not enjoying what this game is doing.
Yeah, I really didn't. I really did not like Copycat, and so I uninstalled it.
Yeah. So was it in your wish list because of Stray? Did you play Stray?
No. Well, the reason I have so many games on my wish list, and the fact that, like, if you were to go to my Steam page, to the Steam website and find me and look at my wish list, because you're allowed to do that. You can look at people's wish lists because you can gift them games that may be on their wish list. But if you went to look at my wish list, you're going to see about 300, 400 games.
Okay.
The reason being is that when I'm watching videos like the Wholesome Games Direct or Summer Games Fest or any of these games, if I see something, not everything, but if I see something that sparks a little bit of interest, even the slightest, mm-hmm. I'll put it on my wish list on Steam because that's sort of me taking notes. That's me putting it in there. And then I can go back to my Steam wish list and I'll see these things that I took note that I added in there, see if they have a demo, get notified when they get a release. It also helps the developers when you put a game in your wish list. It helps them.
Yeah, people are noticing your game.
Right. So yeah. Mm-hmm. It helps the developers get noticed in that way. And I'm all for that.
Mm-hmm.
Something about it struck me, not because of Stray at all, but something about it struck me and I put it in there to play it. And I just did not, the demo did not sit well with me. I just didn't like it. Did not like it. Demo that did sit well to me, that I did play the entire way through, that I am looking forward to, was another one that came from one of these videos, you know, that I watched, and I put this game in there. It's called Daymare Town. Hmm. Not Nightmare Town, but Daymare Town. This is a point-and-click puzzler type thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you're given a screen, and on that screen there are some things you can click on, and there's some things that don't do anything at all. But when you click on it, you get a little closer view of it, like there was a well. And so I clicked on the well, and it brought me closer. And near the side of that well was, I don't know, a piece of string or something. You click on that, and that's in your inventory. And then you'd find other little things. Like I found matches, and then I found a torch that I could then combine with the matches to make, you know, to light up that. Mm-hmm. And when you use those in correct places, you get puzzle pieces. The puzzle pieces go into other parts of the town as you wander about it, because you can, like if you see stairs, you can click on it, and you'll go up the stairs. There's an elevator. You go in, you click on a button, it'll take you to whatever floor you're going to. You can go indoors and all these things, and you're looking for... It's a very rusty lake, and I don't know if you're familiar with that. It's also a puzzle game. But it gave me very rusty lake vibes for anybody who plays those types of games. But I finished the demo all the way through. It was very, very fun to do. And I really look forward to that game getting released. I really, really enjoyed it. So, yeah. What else did I play? Anything else? What else was I going to do? I put some time into a game called Summer House, which is on Steam. Again, for like a low, low price of like $3 or $4. This is a builder that I really haven't sunk a lot of time into. There was a thread on gaming forums talking about some hidden gems of the Steam sale and stuff like that. And Summer House was on it, and I looked at the video of it, and it looked nice. It's basically, again, it's building. You're building a house. That's it. You just build a nice little house. It's very pixelated, so it's, you know, it has the pixel graphic type stuff, and you just build the house. And so I loaded that up, and I played it. And there's no tutorial for it. There's also no limitations. There's no, what's the term? There's no gamifying it, you know what I'm saying? It is just, here's your walls, Here's your doors. Here's your windows, your roofs, your, you know, decorations as far as plants or trees or benches mm-hmm. or fences or just little, you know, anything. Yeah. But all you do is just build. Yeah. That's it.
You said the graphics are pixelated?
It has a pixel. It has a pixelation to it, which you can actually turn off, by the way.
Okay, because I was thinking if you're building, if this was just a home build or things like that, I would like to think that it would have a good attention to detail.
No, not like that. It's very much meant to be that way. Kind of think Minecraft, in a sense. I'll link you to the store page here. Which, by the way, Steam, every time I click on a game, I never want to go to the community page for it. I always want to go to the store page. Why you insistently do this to where it's like, we're going to take you to the community. No, I want to go to the store page all the time. And the fact you never do it, because I know Steam listens to this show. You know, Bob Steam, I know he listens to this. I'm trying to find the share button. There it is. Sure. Link copied. Here it goes. It's going into our chat room, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So there it is. And now, see, you can click on that and you can take a look at it.
Yeah.
Because there is a little trailer for it. And it's just building.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a certain... Actually, some of that isn't pixelated, actually. It looks like they got the pixels turned off.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. I'm like, that's not the pixel I was thinking about, especially not Minecraft.
Level. Yeah. Some of it is. Some of it isn't. It looks like they have it turned off in this one.
Yeah, see, that's what I was talking about. Something like more... sharper images of what you're building, basically.
It says it's a tiny building game about beautiful lived-in houses. No rules or restrictions, just pure creativity. And that's exactly what it is, and that's exactly what I enjoyed about it. So that is what I've been playing. I don't really think that I played anything else. It's been a while since I popped into Game Pass and taken a look and seen what's there, which is something maybe I'll do. But... yeah, let me read some chat rooming. Let me read some chat rooming here. Lethal Migraine has started playing Marvel Snap. Don't get me started. I have every reason to get started on telling you that. You picked a good season to jump in there because they're doing the Deadpool stuff. Because of Deadpool Wolverine coming out next week after next. So you picked a good one to join in on. You're going to get a lot of free cards there. Some interesting cards. So... he says, I am not good at deck building generally, so I let the game build my decks, but it seems to... you know what? It's amazingly good. I finally was able to get one of the cards that I needed, and I said, build a deck for me for this card. And if it didn't build the meta deck for that specific card, like it absolutely did. They obviously have the auto deck creator tuned to... what people play the most with that card.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what you get when you tell it to build a deck around this card.
Yeah. And it's the best pairings with this card that I've got. Center it around this card and see what you can get.
I think I maybe switched out one card, and I don't even remember if I did or not. I may have switched out one card, and that was it from the deck that it built. And maybe I didn't. I'm not exactly sure. I may have kept everything the same. But it did a fantastic job with it. So, I've enjoyed that. I have only seen one person talk about Concord on Twitter, but I haven't really searched it out. He said he tried it for an hour and uninstalled it, said it felt okay, but it wasn't entertaining. I haven't heard anything. AC Wraith, what I mentioned about Shadow War was late game grind. I quit after reading so many warnings. It's not grinding items. It's orcs. No DLC to help you. I've seen the way the game ends, and I don't mean the end of the story, but I know when the game ends, it says... the Shadow Wars begin or something like that. And that's when the grinding starts.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you have to go through and grind. And that's obviously where I will stop when I get to that point. I will stop playing. Lethal Migraine says, next Thursday is Flintlock. Game looked decent in the showcase. And being in Game Pass, I'll try it. This Friday is the turn of NCAA football, which is better than Madden. And I'm excited to try that. With the 10-hour EA Access trial.
As usual, a lot of folks I've seen are very excited about college football coming back as opposed to pro football.
Well, he's talking about the game.
Yeah.
Not the
game. I know the game.
Yeah.
The game.
Okay, yeah. They're excited about the college. Oh, that's right. It hasn't been around in a while, has it?
Mm-mm.
This is, oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's like when your options are just Madden and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's all it was.
Yeah, that's all it was. Now college football's coming back. Okay.
Did 2K, did NFL 2K, that's been dead for a while, hasn't it?
No, ever since that exclusivity deal with the NFL that EA made.
Yeah.
Yeah, hasn't come back. They couldn't get licensed players, teams, and stadiums and whatnot. I mean, there's been people who made alternate versions, but didn't get the numbers that it used to. I think all pro football, they tried to go with retired players and new teams and things like that.
Yeah.
Same system, still a good system, but without the licensed players and whatnot, it just didn't have the same pull.
Luther Mangren says NCAA 14 was the last one.
Yeah.
That's 10 years ago.
Been a minute.
Apparently that contract was 10 years old. It was, 10 years, and then it's up, I guess. I don't know what the deal is there, but yeah. Interesting that it hits on 10 years.
Yeah, but people have been pining for it all this time, and now it's coming back. Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of coming back, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back after that break. We took a little bit longer there. You know how I am. You know, I keep throwing in we.
Hey, it's been 2 weeks.
Because it's a team effort. It is a team effort, but this one is squarely on me for taking 45 minutes for taking the first break. We've got music here from, is this our old school one this week? It is our old school one this week. Mm. It's old school music this week. Prince of Persia 3D from Ever How Long Ago. We'll be right back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. Welcome back to In-Game Chat. Why are you making those faces?
I'm trying to think what type of genre this music would go to. I can't help but think of some Double Dragon or Battletoads.
I actually don't
know what like
kind
that.
Of game this actually is. It's called Crime Fighters. Crimson Street Stage.
If it's Crime Fighters, one that I recall, it was a side-scrolling beat-em-up.
I'm sure it is. Crime Fighters game.
Didn't have a health meter. It just had a numbers. Your health meter was determined by numbers. Like you started like at 500 and certain hits would drop you down to.
It was a beat 'em up. Yeah. Developers by Konami.
Yeah.
And it was released in April of 89.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Crime Fighters.
It's like a, you got an image of it right now?
I do, but this is such an annoying thing to turn around.
No. Just the main character was all...
it's a blonde, dude.
Blonde, all the characters was blonde hair, white shirt, and the pants were either red, green, blue, or yellow, I think. That was what determined.
This guy's
are
blue.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's wearing suspenders as well. I can't tell. But mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
White shirt, blonde hair. Yes, blue, just pants. Blue
yeah,
pants.
Change your pants. That determines what which character you are. Yeah.
Just a color swap.
Yep.
Crime Fighters. Oh, there they have a little wiki about them.
Mm-hmm.
Konami beat them up. Yeah. There was Crime Fighters in 89, Vendetta in 91, and Violent Storm in 93.
Yeah, I just played the first one. Could not hit that jump kick for anything.
It doesn't tell me at all. All it says is Crime Fighters is a series of beat 'em up games developed by Konami for the arcade platforms. That's it. Mm-hmm. There's nothing else to go on with that.
Yeah.
But, yep, that's what it is. Crime Fighters. I'm going to save the main story that we're going to talk about for the next segment.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get into that. I'm going to look at my stuff here to see what we've got, actually. The First Descendant. You were talking about playing that.
Yeah.
They got in some stuff about the fact that they had copied a lot of Warframe systems. And I'd forgotten about this, but there were some possibly some stolen assets from Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the perks on some of the guns, the imaging or the icons for those perks seem to be taken from Destiny, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure. Although the developer responded to that. Earlier this week, players identified a surprising number of similarities between the icons and weapons used in the free-to-play sci-fi shooter The First Descendant and Destiny 2. Responding to Forbes, which initially raised the issue, publisher Nexon said it is taking the concerns seriously and will ensure that the imagery that may appear similar clearly reflects the unique identity of its game. We have taken the concerns raised seriously and decided to make adjustments to ensure that the imagery that may appear similar clearly reflects the unique identity of our game. We will continue to improve the game for fans of the looter shooter genre, which I don't know. That doesn't sound like much other than, okay, we'll fix it as it comes across, but we're not too worried about it for some reason.
Yeah, the translation to me, it sounds like, we'll just change it up a little bit, add an extra circle or a dash or something and change it up enough where doesn't look so similar. Not a big fix.
God, I'm probably gonna end up playing that just to give it a look. See, I mean, it's free to play. Why not? Why wouldn't I? If Helldivers 2 was free to play, I'd have already been into it.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm not sure how well Helldivers 2 is going. Actually, that was doing quite well, and I'm not sure if it's sort of simmered down now.
So, something was installed, someone started talking, a lot of folks got it out there, and then all of a sudden the numbers went down.
Well, yeah, I don't know. It's still doing pretty good. It is not doing near what it was doing, obviously.
No,
especially when the whole situation with Sony's, hey, you need to sign up to PlayStation in order to play our game thing came around. Mm-hmm. Even though they said, okay, fine, we're not going to do it, it's kind of like, hey, the damage has been done.
Mm-hmm.
So... Lethal Migrant says July. Is there any actual gaming news at all? Not really. There's not really a lot of gaming news going on at the moment. There's some things. And I'm trying to go through because it's been 2 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you are, we'll get this out of the way since we're coming up on the top of the hour here. If you're a member of Amazon Prime, you got a lot of free games this month because of Prime Day and everything else that's going on. Currently, and I want to say it's like 15 or 16 games that they've been giving away free so far this month. Like every week, there's some more games added to it. Normally, you get, you know, a few games a month. Maybe five.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Something like that. Not a lot. Not too many. It's a nice little thing. That are from Amazon Games, and there's others that you can activate through Epic Games Store and Good Old Games, GOG. They don't have a Steam one. They don't have anything that's connected to Steam, though. So, unfortunately, they can't give out games that'll get activated on Steam. But they can give ones that are activated on other platforms like that. But they're all PC-based, so it's not something where you can activate games that are on console. It's all PC-based games. But, man, if you are an Amazon Prime member, you are eating good for Prime Day, and you're going to be eating even better next week. They're giving away Rise of the Tomb Raider for free from the Epic Games Store, and there was Chivalry 2 from the Epic Games Store, but the big one, for a game that released back in September, they're giving away Suicide Squad for free.
Yeah.
Yeah. I almost bought that. It was down to $15 during the Steam sale, and I was kind of considering it, but then I was like, nah, You know, I'm okay. I didn't, that urge to play it back in February is completely gone. But free, sure. I'll take your free game. You know, will I play your free game? I don't know. I don't have a lot of games installed on my PC from Epic Game Store. A lot of games installed on my PC from Steam, not a lot from Epic Game Store, but might change that up to play Suicide Squad. Because I'll take free. I'll take free every day. Perfectly fine by me. So yeah, if you are an Amazon Prime member, and even if you aren't and want to be, sure, join up. You'll get these free games. And once you added them to your account on the different platforms that they're available on, you can cancel your Amazon subscription and you're still going to keep the game. So, AC Wraith saying, I can't even bring myself to pirate watch Suicide Squad, and I can't even pronounce the other, what that is. It's an anime. Isekai?
Isekai.
Isekai?
Isekai, yeah.
Okay. You're familiar with that.
Yeah, that phrase, yeah.
Oh, okay. What is that phrase?
Isekai? Transferred from another world to, transferred from your world to another world.
Oh,
with,
okay.
With advantages. Like someone from 2024 transferred to 1884 with the same knowledge and technology in 2024 used in that time frame.
Okay.
Something like that. That's an example of something
like
that.
Because I've seen that on my HBO Max or whatever it is. I've seen the Suicide Squad series. It's basically Japanese animation Suicide Squad. So yeah, but the game is going to be free. So if you've got Amazon Prime, jump on it. They've been giving away, they gave away Hitman Absolution, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 2. They've been giving away a lot. 15 other free games are available through Amazon Prime for this month, and you're going to get even more. So enjoy it. Yeah, I just mentioned that, Bama Brian, that TMNT Shredder's Revenge is absolutely free. So, and I picked that up. I have it. I've got that on my Epic Games as well. I might install a couple on my Epic Games to play those. But definitely probably for Suicide Squad to check that out. Now that it'll be free. Sure, why not? I can feel good about not spending any money on it whatsoever.
Not spending a dime on it.
I know. Anyway, we got to go. We're at the top of the hour here. I know it's a quick little segment, but when we come back, we're going to talk about Game Pass because we're getting a price increase. Yeah, I know that little face. You'll have to go back and see that little face that RJ made. We've got music here from a game from the NES called Kickmaster. This is the Sector 4 stage music, I guess. Kickmaster for the NES. We'll be back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. Welcome back into In-Game Chat. Some jazzy tunes going on there.
Sounds like the intro to a 70s detective show.
It's a game called 10,000 Bullets. What year would that have been, I wonder? Hang on. Let's see. Not too long ago, actually. 2005. Potato was the publisher. 10,000.
Did you say Tato?
Is that what it is? Taito?
Taito.
Taito? Tato? Potato, yeah, potato.
Yeah, yeah, produced by Tater.
Tater.
Yeah, that's it.
10,000 Bullets, known in Japan as Tsukio ni Saraba.
Close enough. Good
okay.
job.
Okay. Third-person shooter video game developed by Blue Moon Studio, published by Taito, for the PlayStation 2 console. Released in Japan in 2005 and distributed in Europe by 505 Game Street later that year. 10,000 Bullets. So, yeah, anyway, welcome into the show. Let's talk about Game Pass, because we kind of knew this was... Well, we didn't know this was coming, but we suspected.
It was just suspected, yeah.
It's one of those things where you figure you're about to get... You acquired Activision, and you got all these games, and you're going to put them on Game Pass. And so your subscribers are going to increase. What better way to take advantage of that increase? By increasing your price. And say, look, if you want to play these, you need to pay us. Which, I mean, yeah, that's how business works. You pay them, you yeah. get the product.
Something to negate the cost that you endure picking up Activision. So, yeah, it's got to come from somewhere.
On July 9th, people began sharing emails from Xbox that seemingly referenced an upcoming price increase for Game Pass subscribers in September. Shortly after these emails started showing up on Twitter, in fact, Wario64, the guy I follow for my deals and stuff, he showed it off on his Twitter or linked to things about it as well. Shortly after that, Windows Central confirmed that a price increase for Game Pass Ultimate was happening, along with a lot of other changes as well. One of the biggest is the news that Xbox is introducing a new plan that will replace the Game Pass console tier. This new plan, which will be known as Standard, will no longer include day one game releases. Xbox has since posted an FAQ on its official support page explaining all the changes. It's kind of a mess. Here are the highlights. Xbox Game Pass Ultimate in the United States will go from $17 a month to $20 a month. The price change starts for new subscribers on July 10th. And will kick in for pre-existing members in September.
Okay.
So in other words, this price increase happened this week.
Immediately. For new folks.
For new folks.
Okay. For established folks, it's going to be a minute. Okay.
Yeah. Xbox Game Pass for console. Remember, that was Ultimate going from 17 to 20. Ultimate gives you the console Game Pass and the PC Game Pass.
Mm-hmm.
The Xbox Game Pass for console, in other words, you don't want PC, you just want it for the machine, the Xbox machine itself, that is going away. This plan will be replaced for new users in the coming months with Game Pass Standard. This plan will cost $15 a month. So it's a $5 difference.
Mm-hmm.
Users currently subscribed to Xbox Game Pass for console will be allowed to stay on the plan with no changes. They also confirmed that this new Game Pass Standard tier won't include new games on day one, which has usually been the case with Game Pass since its creation. So, in other words, I guess they're kind of pushing that they want you to pay the 20 for Ultimate. I guess. Let's keep reading and see what we find out here. Microsoft says that some day one Game Pass releases will eventually be made available to Game Pass Standard subscribers at a later date. Starting on September 12th, 2024, Xbox will no longer let people stack Game Pass for console prepaid cards for longer than 13 months. People who are already beyond this limit will not be affected. So in other words, you're good if you're beyond that limit, but only for that amount of time.
Okay,
so in other words, if you had stacked enough to get you into 2028,
when
2028 rolls around and you've got to renew, you can only go 13 months in advance, if that's what you want to do.
Okay.
And I guess I'm not sure that you will still be allowed to stack from here on out. Maybe you can't.
Maybe you can't, because I remember that was the thing with PlayStation, at least a lot of the friends of mine on our
There is a limit to that,
yeah.
I thought.
Yeah, well, it was a stacking. It was a lot mm-hmm. of stacking going on with that.
My PlayStation Plus is very stacked.
Yeah, you could find Amazon sales for 1 year subscriptions.
Every Black Friday or so.
You would find like ridiculous discounts. Yeah. You get like five or six of them and use them all at that same time.
Yeah, I stack them up.
Stack it up, so yeah.
It's exactly what I do.
Yeah.
So I'm good on my PlayStation Plus, and I'll stack again, you know, come Black Friday or whatever. Whenever a deal's around, I will stack it again.
Yeah.
PC Game Pass is getting a price increase, so if you just want Game Pass on PC only, you are going to need to pay $12 instead of the usual $10. Mm-hmm. $2 increase there. PC subscribers, however, your PC Game Pass will still get you day one games. So, Xbox Game Pass Core, which is also known as Xbox Live Gold.
Mm-hmm.
God, this is really confusing. It's going to see its annual price jump from $60 to $75. However, its monthly price of $10 will not change. Xbox Game Pass Standard, by the way, includes Core. So get Game Pass. Don't go with Gold.
Yeah.
Just get Game Pass.
Does it have that limitation where you got to have a certain level to play online on the network?
Well, you need Xbox Live Gold to play online.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Just like it is PS.
Same with PlayStation.
Yeah,
Plus,
it's PS Plus.
Yeah.
If you want to play online, you got to have gold.
Yeah.
Which is why it comes with your Xbox Game Pass and Game Pass Ultimate and all that other stuff. So.
Yeah, it's a tier system thing that's getting folks anyway.
Yeah. This article goes on to say that's a lot of changes that turn Game Pass into a messy and hard to parse subscription service with more tiers and caveats. It reminds me of the horrible and confusing state of PlayStation Plus following Sony's reshuffling of that service in 2022. Mm-hmm. I'm still not... Anytime they say PlayStation Plus Essentials, I'm like, well, is that my tier? Is that the tier above me?
All I'm concerned about the one that lets me play online and I get free stuff every month. That one. That tier.
Just PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, PlayStation Plus.
If they had called it PlayStation Plus Plus or PlayStation Pluser, or something that made you new. It just immediately made you realize PlayStation Plus Gold, if you wanted to call it that. Just something.
Silver, gold, platinum. Come on. It's simple. Easy to understand at that point.
In fact, I shouldn't have clicked on that. In fact, let me look. What are they called?
Essentials.
There's essential, extra, and premium.
I guess I'm on Essential. Well, the one that keeps me online, that one I get. Yeah, Essential. Yeah, I'm on Essential.
Yeah, Essential is the base.
Good, I'm on the base.
Extra is the one step up. Premium's the top tier.
Yeah, I think the concern of the article, author of the article is like, is the benefit. Because I still don't see the benefit, really, for the other two upper tiers.
Oh, for PlayStation Plus?
For PlayStation Plus. So I don't see that. I really don't see the benefit of going that much higher.
There's a couple in not premium but essentials. The one, not essentials, extra. The one that's the step up from what we've got.
Yeah.
There were because I remember looking at it over the holiday. You had Returnal that you could play, Ratchet and Clank that you could play, Horizon Forbidden West 2 or whatever you could play. Like, it had thrown in a bunch of games that I had not bought yet, but I was like, ooh, cool, I can have those.
Yeah, but if they're not games that you were interested in to begin with, that's why I say
Stray was in that list
for
as well.
Me it was like not worth the extra cost.
But they rotate. It's in other words, it's only there for ever how long they decide to leave it there, and then when they take it away, they take it away.
Yeah.
You don't get to keep it like you do with these others. Mm-hmm. They are there for you to download and play while they are a part of that package. Mm-hmm. And whenever they rotate that out of the package, you don't have that game anymore to play.
Mm.
So I was kind of like...
To try to press you into getting it anyway.
Yeah, I was like, no, I don't like that idea. Yeah. If they're in there, they need to stay, especially... And that's the worst part of it. And I know we've gotten off on a rant on PlayStation now when we started with Microsoft, but...
But Microsoft's about to adopt the same format.
In a sense. But the fact that... Game Pass is the same way,
mm-hmm.
where they're not always in there, but their first-party games are always in there.
Yeah.
Microsoft's first-party games are on there. Sony has first-party games in there that they will not stay in there.
Yeah, which is why Game Pass was beating.
Yeah, still a better way to go,
value. You get more bang for your buck with the Game Pass the way it was before the changes anyway.
Yeah. So yeah, it's changing. We kind of knew it would. We kind of thought it would. There was rumors that it might. I mean, we saw that they were going to get the next Call of Duty, and then there's a couple of other games that are coming that they're going to have exclusivity to that'll be day one purchase, or not day one purchases, but day one Game Pass.
Yeah. Day one access.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that, yeah.
And so we figured they would. We just didn't know how they were going to go about it, how much they were going to increase the price, or what they were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are they going to put these games on Game Pass? And if they do, are they going to charge extra for the Activision tier? You know, hey, if you want to enjoy the Activision tier of these, because another benefit of the Game Pass Ultimate is you also get EA Play or EA Live or whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm.
That's also thrown in there. So then you've got EA games, Electronic Arts games that are in their subscription service that you can play as well. This is for Xbox. Sony doesn't have that, but this is for Xbox. I think Sony's got Ubisoft, I think you can do. And I think you can do Ubisoft with Xbox.
Yeah, I saw a lot of stuff popping up for Division 2 with Ubisoft in there as well, talking about links and accounts. And now I just thought about it. You said EA was in there with it, right?
For the Game Pass,
For Game Pass, yeah. So
on the Ultimate tier.
Yeah, so college football getting in there?
It's different. EA is not day one. You will get like 10 hours to play with it or something like that. Mm-hmm. You get a timed amount of time with it.
Yeah, okay.
Unless you up your subscription to a higher tier.
Yeah, for a small fee.
For EA.
Yeah.
Then you can do it, I think. Lethal Migraine will tell me because I know that that's what he said. He's going to use the free trial for NCAA 24. Lethal Migraine actually says, while I am not happy about the price increase because who wants to pay more for anything? However, for a year, it's still only 3.5 games worth of money out of your pocket, which makes it a fantastic deal. The bump $3 to $20 is not that bad. I'm okay with it.
Hmm.
What I really wish is that they would fix the PC side of things. I still have not used PC Game Pass.
Is that the one with the added file to your system that
possibly
messes things up?
Maybe. It doesn't happen for everybody, and it doesn't happen all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It could happen at any time once you're using it.
Right.
It doesn't. If you use it for 3 years and nothing ever happens, and then one day on your fourth year you log in and it happened, well, then that's the dice that you rolled.
Mm-hmm.
It could happen at any time to where you install something on your PC, and when you're done with it and you uninstall, a little bit of it's left there, and it won't let you get rid of it. And eventually that starts to stack up.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on how often you do that. And so there's a lot of people who are really upset. I don't think it's that bad, but the fact that it does it at all bothers me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want it to do it at all. So I would like it to not do it. But anyway, he says, it makes fantastic. Another thing, you can stack those 3-month cards to go find a good deal. Last I checked, they were $28 on CD keys. And stack your ultimate subscription for 3 years. The 10-hour trial for that EA game, by the way.
Okay.
And then you get to buy it for 10% off if you want to actually get it.
Okay.
So.
I need to look into stacking because if I'm not mistaken, I think my PlayStation account plus ends in end of August, I think. If it is, I'm going to look into some stacking for that.
Yeah.
But like I said before, Microsoft is about to adopt Sony's system. Now, if they can outdo Sony again, they'll benefit greatly from it.
Yeah. They were going to increase the price. That was going to happen. That was always going to happen. And I'm okay, essentially, with the price increase. I say in a sense, not that I'm happy about it, of course. It's not one of those things that I'm
worse.
Like, yeah, absolutely.
If everything went up an extra $10 to $15 instead of the $2 to $3 that we're getting now.
That's the other part with it. This could have been a lot worse. A lot worse. I'm a PC or a Game Pass Ultimate guy, so I'm going up $3. Which it could have been a lot worse. Could have been 10,
mm-hmm.
you know, could have been like, okay, it's $30 a month now or 30 bucks, whatever it is, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that it won't be at some point.
depending on how many folks jump on. So yeah.
See, that's a weird. That's a weird part. That's. Consumer pricing, or at least in usually in video games and consoles and things like that, when something increases, I mean, you rarely see decreases. Yes, there are sales, there's deals.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about services like this. Even look at your streaming services. When they announce that they're doing a price increase, you got to understand.
Sometimes they don't.
It's never going back.
Yeah.
They will go up.
Yeah, it sometimes, sometimes they don't tell you that it's going up, but yeah, it happens.
What is that?
What, like
it's
service?
No, it's like one of those cranks, you know, where once it passes the tooth and it latches in, and I'm trying to think of what that is, where you can't go backwards. It latches itself.
The lock.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Every time a price increase, boom. Because it will not go back.
Right.
It is that price or higher.
Mm-hmm.
And it will continue to do that. And so while we're sitting at $20 and we're like, $3 increase, that's not bad. Okay. It just means that it'll make it easier for them to throw another $3 on it a year or two later.
Yeah.
And then another $3 on that a year or two later if they have to.
Yeah.
It never comes back down.
Mm-mm.
It stays where it is or it goes up. And that's what you're going to have to live with. So, but yeah, Lethal Migraine mentioned there are deals out there. And in fact,
like we said earlier, you said it could be worse. The plan was always to increase it by 15. We're just going to do it incrementally over the next 3 to 5 years.
Of course. So, yeah. You don't think they sat around and counted the beans? And figured out how this is going to work for them and in their favor and how they can do it to where, hey, we can avoid some negativity here by just
incremental
little incremental increase here.
We think about the short term. We ain't looking at the long term.
Not at all. From the same. What's that? I'm looking at another article here that talked about the fact that there was a deal on Game Pass Ultimate currently on Amazon, but I don't... What's the price? You can currently get 3 months of Game Pass Ultimate, which includes EA Play and Xbox Live for playing games online for just $45. That's $6 less than the old monthly price and $15 less than the new one for the three-month thing. Buy four of them, and you get a whole year of service for $180, which is a lot, but it's also a lot less than the $240 that it is.
Because you did tell me that they don't do by year, do they?
No.
Yeah, because that was the thing that was liked with PlayStation. You can get a year at this price. The convenience of paying for a year for that is pretty good.
Are they still doing that, or have they taken that away?
Last I checked, they're still doing that.
Okay.
I still see it available for a year.
But I don't think they have card, like when you go to a store, I don't think they have year cards.
Last time I bought one, it was.
It was?
Last time I bought one, but it's been a minute. But now that we're talking about this, I'm going to go check again. But,
yeah, I could be really wrong on that. I haven't bought the last time I bought those, it was because it was a Black Friday deal or something, but it was only specifically on... like 3 month cards.
Yeah.
I believe it was. So yeah, this deal on Amazon, again, you buy those. Yeah. It's $180, but spending it regularly, you're paying $240. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
You've saved some money there. Lethal Migraine says, I do have my limits. If it gets up to $25 a month, that's my hard line. Would still be a deal, but I'm not interested in paying that. Same with Netflix. It got to the point where I wasn't worth to keep it, so I canceled that. Yeah, I got rid of Netflix last August and have not looked back.
Mm-hmm. But with Netflix, you know, you got options out there. So we talked about that incrementally changing prices, things like that.
Uh-huh.
You know, Netflix is not the only streaming service in town. You got options to go through.
And, you do.
And check around for. So some companies can do that. Other folks really can't.
Yeah. So there's the Xbox Game Pass discussion there. and what's going on with that. But yeah, prices will increase and morale will decrease, whatever that word is or whatever that phrase is. We're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we got the final segment for you. We're going to go into some numbers, some gaming numbers here, and other little hits and misses on our news feed. We got music here from, oh man, let me look up the year this was released. I don't know why I picked this one. I think I just came across it. What's the year on this one? 2000. It released in 2000 for the Dreamcast, the PlayStation 2, the Nintendo 64, the PlayStation 1, the GameCube, and also on PC as well. It is Donald Duck Going Quackers. It is a forest stage, and that's the music for it. We'll be right back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. You thought that was Sunset Riders?
Yeah.
No.
One of the greatest four-player side-scrolls that was ever made, man.
Sounds like it was, and I just lost it, too. Dang it. Man. Now I've got... Hang on.
It's going to bug you. I'm sorry.
No, I'm going to... No. That was my fault. I do remember what it started with, so I'm going to look. There it is. Chopper Attack?
Chopper Attack.
Uh-huh.
That had Wild West written all over it, man.
I know. It's kind of why I went with it. Yeah. It was a little weird. Let me see if I can throw this in. Chopper Attack, it was mission number 4. Mission 4.
Third-person shooter game for the Nintendo 64 came out in 97.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Known in Japan as Wild Choppers. The Sega Corporation.
What year did you say it came out?
It said 97.
Oh.
Wild Choppers. And then you think about Wild Guns. Western themed. It may have been the same. No. Nothing like that.
Yeah, no. Not the droid from the Star Wars Rebels. Good job, Bama Brian. I like that you put that in there.
Yeah, just trying to figure out what we got. Why we got Wild West themed music in an Attack Chopper game.
This is News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. We are a news station, and I need to report news when that happens, especially when it's massive like this. This broke just before we went to break, where Trump was doing a rally in, was it Pennsylvania? Maine? Something like that? Maryland?
Mm-hmm.
Was shot at his rally. He has been rushed off stage and has been, I think, rushed into an ambulance. Everything that I'm reading about seems to be that he is... And I will say okay, except for the fact that there did appear to be blood. Looks like he might have been grazed by it. I don't know the full details on this. He did get up once Secret Service had got him off the stage. He did get up and he was fist pumping the crowd, that sort of thing. So, yeah.
I think it does say Pennsylvania on the
I think it did,
there.
Yeah. The details are just kind of still coming in on this.
Yeah, so far we just had the video looked at. Like you said, he reached up for his ear and then went down, and then Secret Service came and swarmed the scene and secured him.
And I've hit the internets here, and I found, you know, images and stuff where, yes, their blood is involved, but he... they said he was injured, right? Or at least one of the things said he
one
was
of the
injured.
One of the
see, there they pick him up.
Him, yeah, said he was injured, so yeah.
Probably when something like that, you are dazed, especially when you get tackled by Secret Service, I imagine you're a little bit dazed and thrown off.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if there's adrenaline involved or something like that where, you know, different story later as far as what happened, but... I don't even know if it was a gun. I don't know what... I say a gun, but like, you know, like a...
Yeah, I mean, the first thing that popped
kind of gun, or is it, you know? Because it... First, you mentioned something about fireworks or something like that, but no.
Because the way they were describing it, it sounds like someone could have thrown up a pack of fireworks or something just to distract someone. But now that there's blood involved and seeing the video of him grabbing his ear after the fact, more to it than that.
Yeah. That's the other thing. They're talking about how this affects the election or how this affects campaigns and all this other stuff. I'm like, well, do they have somebody in custody? Do they have a suspect? Wow.
And now people are posing for the cameras, and yeah.
Yeah, okay. Like I said, details are
non-existent.
Scarce.
So, yeah.
Yes.
Well, we'll just, what's the saying? Stay tuned. We'll get them later.
Yeah, I'm still running through just to see if I can find anything else that would give some sort of information or update. Wow. All right. I'll keep looking for that to see what I can find. I'm still looking to see if there's anything. No idea where the shot must have come from. Yeah, it was Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. Look, if we get some new information, we'll let you know. But there's absolutely, from what I've mentioned, that's all we know. Is that true about Simmons?
Yep.
Really? Richard Simmons died? Man. Yep. 76 years old, dead. All right. That's Richard Simmons. And so, yeah. But this rally, yeah, he was injured, but okay. No idea on if they caught the shooter or any idea as to far as what the shooter must have. No clue. I swear everything is about the campaign and the election. And I get that. That's what it is. But it's like, okay. But... Did they arrest the person? Did they have... I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Man. Okay. God, I was going to go into... I was going to go to numbers for the console sales and everything else. Just doesn't feel like worth going into at the moment. Still trying to figure out what happened and what's going on. All right. I'm just going to check on that again towards the end of the show to see if there's any new information. Because right now, all sorts of information's coming in, and the authenticity of what you get, especially in breaking situations, is usually not good. You know, it's usually something somebody heard, or somebody read, or somebody thought that they read, or somebody thought that they heard. So I'm just gonna sort of wait for that to settle to see if there's any new information after that. So anyway, all right. God, this is, I don't know how to transition. I should have saved it for a break. I can't transition into something else. I don't have another break to go into until the top of the hour.
Just go to the numbers then.
I know. I was going to go to the numbers, but also the PS Plus extra games for July that you're getting if you're a PS Plus member. Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's the PS Plus extra, not the, what do we have? Essential.
Essential.
Never mind. This is for the extra. I don't care. This is because I don't have extra. I don't care.
Don't plan to.
Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII, Remnant 2, Mountain Blade 2, Jackbox Party Pack 9, Pathfinder, No More Heroes 3, Travis Strikes Again, Deadcraft, Steep, Job Simulator, Summoner, Ratchet and Clank, and Jeanne d'Arc. Those are your games that you're getting for the Essentials. So there.
Wait, yeah. You said Essentials or Extra?
Extra. Sorry.
Okay. I think the only ones I was looking at would be maybe No More Heroes and Steep. I think that's the skiing, snow skiing game, I think. But yeah. But see, like I said before, not enough to justify going up in price for the subscription to the PlayStation Network. Yeah. Essential is doing fine for me.
Looking at the, I guess it's last month. Mm-hmm. Are these the numbers for this month? The projected total U.S. spend on video games, hardware, content, and accessories declined 6% in May of 2024, year over year, falling to $4 billion. Similarly, May 2024 content spending fell 3% too, is according to whatever the market research here. 13% growth in mobile content spending could not offset a 40% drop on console spending. The migraine says quarterly numbers will come out in the next 2 weeks. But Ghost of Tsushima was number one last month. From May 5th to June 1st, the top 20 selling games, Ghost of Tsushima. What year did that game come out?
What, 21? 22? Let's see. We got the internet right here. Why are we guessing?
Yeah, use it.
Yeah. yeah, because we got that, and then we had the DLC and all the other stuff, and oh goodness,
it's before,
2020.
Yeah,
July 17th of 2020.
Exactly,
is when that game released,
and it's in this 2024, and it's at the top spot. Obviously, it's for almost, PC,
almost exactly 4 years to the day.
Yeah, obviously for the PC sales,
4 days. So yeah,
wow,
a literal 4 year old game, and it's still number one for the month of May to June.
The interesting thing, last month's rank for that game was 71. Mm-hmm. I say last month. This is for May 5th to June 1st. So from what, April 5th or 1st to May 5th.
Yeah.
It was 71, but then it jumped up to number one.
So what happened?
Yeah, let me look at that and see if it's got anything. Jumped 70 places from its rank of 71 last month. Because it debuted on Steam in May.
Oh, there you go.
And that's why it jumped up.
The good things that happen for your title when you release on PC.
Yeah, the top five for last month was MLB The Show mm-hmm. at number five, Helldivers 2 at number four, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 at number three, Paper Mario, which was a new release, came in at number two, and Ghost of Tsushima was number one. That's amazing. Elden Ring jumped up from
Bloodborne.
Yeah.
See what happens with Ghost of Tsushima.
If they would put it out.
Yeah.
Elden Ring was the 19th in the last spot and moved up to number 8.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Stellar Blade was number 1, but it dropped to number 10.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to see if there's anything else that seems interesting here as far as the difference in rise and fall. Not that much, but man, that's impressive mm-hmm. with Ghosts.
Well, it's a good game. And now suddenly it's available to a lot more players than it used to be.
Yeah.
So not as surprising as it's made out to be. I mean,
what else do we have? Yeah, it was the game spinning. We talked about that. Oh, yeah, Nintendo Switch dropped the hardest. Video game market highlights. The analytics company reported that video game hardware spending is down 40%. Microsoft, Nintendo, and Sony have all shown double-digit percentage declines, with the Nintendo Switch seeing the most significant drop. The hardware spending decline between 23 and 24 can partially be attributed to the release of Tears of the Kingdom, Legend of Zelda game, which was released exclusively on Nintendo Switch May 12th of 2023 last year. And I guess they really haven't had a big release since then.
Mm-hmm. In a new Switch coming up?
Yeah, so, next year, Switch 2. Yeah, I know.
So why bother buying it?
That's the thing. They don't have a lot of stuff coming out. Big titles, at least.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about Metroid Prime 4 being shown off, and we figure that's going to be one of those double releases, you know, where it gets released on the old console and the new console.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, so I guess, what I was trying to say was, bide your time and wait. The new stuff is coming. Why jump on it now?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Then again, it's like I've always said. I mean, is one game enough to get you to buy a console? For me, the answer is no, but I don't know how most people feel about that now.
Yeah. And I'm still looking at more information on the situation with Trump of Pennsylvania. They are saying he is injured or was injured at a rally. I'm still looking at news that's coming in. We had covered this earlier, that at a rally in Pennsylvania, there were, gunfire shots or something like that. He looks dazed when they bring him up because they tackle him. And I mean, boom.
Yeah.
They throw him to the ground. And so when he does get up, he looks a little bit, you know, out of sorts, obviously. But he puts his fist in the air and keeps his fist in the air all the way when they get him to the car.
Mm-hmm.
Seemingly okay, but still injured. There is blood on his ear. Secret Service say the former president is safe. That's what we're seeing on the TV here in the studio. That's... given what you see, man, just a little bit in a different direction. And my God.
Yeah.
think of. We can put on. We've got 8 more minutes here.
I see the reports coming in now about helicopters landing, people coming in and out, police involved or Secret Service involved, active crime scene. The mentions are coming out all over about it now.
Yeah.
But the predominant note is that the Secret Service is reporting that the former president is safe. Yeah, he's safe. The governor of Pennsylvania is being briefed on the situation.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's getting chewed out. Any violence against a political official is unacceptable.
Of
he's getting chewed out about this.
Yeah. No, no, no. But it's like, what was the, I don't know. There's so little that you know.
Yeah.
And the other part of that is what you do get in, because it's moving so fast.
Yeah.
Is not verified.
Yeah.
Were there other people that were hit? We don't know. Mm-hmm. Where did it come from? Do they have a suspect? And we don't know any of these things.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. So every time I go to that, it's such a man, such a. I don't think I've lived through a presidential an assassination attempts.
Attempts, yes.
The last one was what?
Reagan.
Reagan,
I think.
And I was not old enough to remember that.
Mm-hmm. But there's still video footage of.
Of course there is, but I wasn't around to. I didn't understand any of that, mm-hmm. and I wasn't paying attention to that because of ever how old I was when that happened. I don't even remember when that was or what year that was to know how old I was. But it's not something that is in my memory, so it's not something mm-hmm. that I've ever lived through, especially in this time period
mm-hmm.
where information moves so fast.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't think I've lived through any of that. An attempt, much less an actual hit.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. So that's what we know. But yeah. Right. Somebody in the chat room says the closest we got was when Bush got a shoe thrown at him.
And he avoided that very well.
Man, I remember that. But yeah, I have nothing to relate this to because I haven't lived through anything like this before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, massively historic. And the convention, I think, is coming up this week, isn't it?
I don't know.
So, yeah.
Look, they're going to adjust and make changes, especially after this. So, we'll see. Like we said before, as the details come out, they'll tell us.
They now have a statement from the a spokesperson representing former President Trump. I'm reading these as the
closed captioning.
Thank law enforcement for their quick action during this heinous act. He is fine and he's being checked out in a local medical facility. More details to follow. It's a statement from President Trump's team. It says President Trump thanked law enforcement and first responders for their quick action during this heinous act. He is fine and is being checked out at a local medical facility.
Mm.
More details to come, obviously. So yeah, stick around. I think Greg Beadle is going to be coming in and is going to be going on the air here in just a bit. We're going to wrap things up and let him take over. So that's what we know. And more information will continue to come in, I'm sure. As this keeps going on. We're going to be coming up on the top of the hour here pretty quick. I'm going to let this music play out, kind of get things set up, get out of here so that he can come in and get things going. So thank you guys so much. And we'll see you next Saturday. And Greg will be coming up here shortly. Sorry, I know it's weird. It's odd. These things happen. And when that happens, you make changes. You make things, you make it work.
We adjust.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, more information still coming in. And Greg's going to take over here and talk about that. And, yeah, we'll be right back.